Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a dark side old school DNB breakbeat blueprint from scratch. Today we're not just making a loop, we're building a DJ friendly, club ready foundation at around 172 BPM that captures that classic jungle energy, but with modern dark roller control in the mix. The big idea here is simple: in darker drum and bass, the mix is part of the sound, the break needs to breathe, the sub needs to stay locked, and the bass character needs to move without smearing the low end. So throughout this lesson, keep asking yourself one question: does every layer earn its place? Let's set up the session first. Start at 172 BPM. That sits right in a sweet spot for old-school inspired dark DNB. Fast enough to make the break bounce, but not so fast that the groove loses weight. Set your global quantization to 1 bar for arrangement work, and switch to 1/16th when you're editing break slices. Create your tracks up front so the whole session feels organized from the beginning. Make tracks for break main, drum layer, sub, res or mid-bass, atmos or FX, and then set up 3 returns for short room, dark delay, and dubby reverb. On the master, don't chase loudness yet. Leave headroom. Aim to keep about 6 dB free so your kick, snare, and sub have room to breathe. A few stock devices are going to be your best friends here. Utility on bass tracks for mono control, EQ8 on almost everything, drum bus on drum groups, saturator for harmonic push, compressor or glue compressor for control, and auto filter for movement and automation. Now let's get the break in place. Drop in a classic style break. Anything with real transient life will work well, whether it's a Men Inspired, Think Inspired, or another dusty funk break. If the source is too clean, that's not a problem. We can add grit later. Open the clip and set warp mode to beats. Preserve transience. Avoid complex or complex pro unless you truly need time stretching. The goal is to keep the break punchy and natural, not flattened. You can work in a few different ways here. A good intermediate approach is hybrid. Keep one main looped audio break, then create a slice track for fills and variations. If you want, use sliced a new MIDI track for more control, or manually cut the audio into phrases. Either way, the point is to make the break feel like an engine, not a static sample. For processing, keep it simple and effective. Use EQ8 to high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If the break feels boxy, make a gentle cut somewhere around 300 to 450 Hz. Then add saturator with maybe 2 to 5 dB of drive and soft clip on. After that, try drum bus with a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, and bring the transients up slightly if the break needs more snap. Now for the groove, and this is important. Don't overquantize everything. Let some of the break stay human. Nudge a few slices a little early or late. Leave ghost notes in place. Repeat 1 or 2 hat hits so they answer each other. A slightly late snare often feels heavier, while a hat that leans ahead can create urgency. That push and pull is part of what makes old school DNB feel alive. Next, add a kick and snare anchor underneath the break. This is where the mix starts to become properly DNB. The break brings character and swing, but a reinforcement layer gives you that club weight and modern translation. Create a MIDI track called Drum Layer and program something very minimal. A kick on the main downbeats and a few selected syncopations, a snare on the backbeat, maybe a few closed hats if the groove needs more drive. Use drum rack with stock samples or just drag in one shots. Keep it simple. This layer should support the break, not replace it. For processing, use a EQ8 to clean up unnecessary low end if the kick is too long, and gently boost somewhere around 60 to 90 Hz if it lacks body. If you need more punch, shorten the sample envelope in simpler or use drum bus for a little transient emphasis. A light compressor can help, but keep it subtle. Something around a 2 to 1 ratio with a reasonably fast attack and medium release is enough. Blend this layer low in the mix until it just makes the break feel more authoritative. A good test is simple. Mute it. If the drop loses punch, then the layer is doing its job. Now we build the sub. In dark DNB, the sub is the truth. Before you even think about the res, write the sub line. Use operator or wave eatable, but for a pure sub, operator is perfect. Set oscillator to a sine wave, drop it down an octave or two, keep the envelope clean with a short attack and medium release, and make sure the whole thing stays mono. Write a bass phrase that answers the drums. A classic dark side pattern often uses long notes under the kick and snare pocket, shorter pickup notes before the snare, and occasional rests for tension. Keep the velocity controlled so the sub doesn't jump around unpredictably. Put utility after operator. Set width to 0, and use the mono options if needed. At this stage, don't overcomplicate the tone. If the sub is clean and stable, that's usually enough. If something feels muddy, fix the note length first before reaching for EQ. In this style, timing often solves problems faster than tone shaping. And here's a really useful coach note. Check the sub against the break right at the snare hit. In dark DnB, the snare often shares space with the bass movement more than people expect. If the snare gets smaller when the bass comes in, the bass note is probably too long, or the envelope is masking the transient. Shortening the note can clean that up instantly. Now let's design the character layer. Create a new MIDI track for your Reese or mid-bass and load Waveeatable or Operator. Start with two saw oscillators slightly detuned, a low-pass filter with some resonance, and a slow LFO that can move the cutoff or Waveeatable position. We want motion, not chaos. Keep the detune subtle. Start the filter somewhere in the 200 to 500 Hz zone depending on the tone you want. Use a slow modulation rate, maybe half a bar to 2 bars if you want subtle movement, or a bit faster if the track needs more agitation. Add only a light to moderate amount of drive, then process it so it stays out of the sub-region. Use EQ 8 to high pass around 90 to 140 Hz. Add saturator with around 3 to 8 dB of drive if you want more grit. If you want width or motion, use Chorus Ensemble or Phaser Flanger likely, but always check mono compatibility. Utility is useful here too. Often a width setting around 50 to 80% is enough for a mid-bass. The key rule is this. Keep the sub and Reese on separate tracks. Never let the Reese own the sub region unless you're deliberately making a distorted bass patch with a mono-centered low end. If the bass needs more bite, automate filter cutoff or saturation instead of just turning it up. A nice classic move is call and response. Let the sub play the root movement, then have the Reese answer on offbeats or fills. That kind of interaction is pure DnB language. Now let's glue the drums together. Group your break and drum layer into a drum bus. This is where you shape the groove as one instrument. On the group, try a tiny cut in the low mids if things are cloudy, maybe somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. Then use glue compressor with a ratio or around 2 to 1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release on auto or somewhere around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. You only want a few dB of gain reduction. Enough to blue, not flatten. If needed, add a little drum bus or a touch of saturator for extra density. But be careful. If the snare loses snap, back off the compression or slow the attack. Also check phase and overlap between the kick layer and the kick energy in the break. If the kick gets smaller when layered, try flipping polarity or shifting the layer slightly until the low end locks in. That kind of detail matters a lot in DnB. Now we need to keep the low end disciplined. Use utility on every bass-related track. The sub should be mono. The Reese or mid-bass can have some stereo information, but not in the low end. Atmospheres can be wide, but they need to be high-passed aggressively. Use EQ 8 to create a frequency split. Let the sub own roughly 35 to 90 Hz. Let the Reese become important above about 90 to 140 Hz. The break should keep most of its useful body above the sub, even if some low punch remains. Check in mono regularly. Put utility on the master and switch width to 0 for a quick mono test. If the bass disappears or the snare gets weak, you've got width or phase issues to solve. And here's a practical mix hack it. Reference the groove at low volume. If the kick, snare, and sub still read clearly when you turn the monitoring down, the balance is probably right. That test tells you a lot more than chasing loudness in solo. Now we can turn this loop into a real track. Add atmospheres and transition cues, a low drone, a reversed cymbal tail, a metallic texture, or a filtered noise riser can all help shape the arrangement. Use Simpler or Sampler for textures and auto filter for movement. Keep Atmos high passed, often above 200 to 400 Hz, so they don't clutter the mix. A strong dark side DnB structure might go like this: a 16-bar eerie intro, then 16 bars of tension build, then a 32-bar first drop, then an 8-bar switch up, then a 32-bar second drop variation, and finally a DJ-friendly outro. That kind of phrasing makes the tune functional in a set while still giving it a story. Use automation to make the sections feel alive. Move the cutoff on the break or atmosphere during builds. Throw a little reverb onto a snare at the end of an 8 or 16-bar phrase. Drop in a delay throw on one stab or one bass note for transition energy. One very effective move is to fake out the drop by removing the sub for a bar, while the break and atmosphere keep moving. When the bass comes back, the impact feels much bigger. Now let's finish the mix. Start with the drums, then bring in the sub. Then let the Reese come up until it supports the groove without dominating it. Add atmospheres last. Use level first, not EQ first. If the break is too busy, reduce it slightly instead of carving away all its character. If the base feels harsh, reduce saturation or filter the top before reaching for endless EQ cuts. Your final checks are straightforward. Keep about 6 dB of headroom on the master. Make sure mono playback doesn't collapse the low end. The snare should cut through even at low volume. The kick and sub should feel physically stable. And watch for harshness around 4 to 8 kHz on the Reese or the Break hats. You can put a gentle glue compressor or compressor on the master for preview if you want, but don't rely on it to create the energy. The reedal power should already be in the balance. A few common mistakes to avoid: overwarping the break, letting the Reese own the sub range, overcompressing the drum bus, making everything wide, using too many bass layers, and ignoring arrangement while looping. In this style, fewer layers done well usually beat a pile of parts fighting each other.